Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. You can find him in the film room at The Athletic, Wisconsin. It is Ben Fennell. Ben, how are you this afternoon, man?
I'm doing fine. Always a pleasure to hop on with you guys every Friday afternoon.
Yeah, and really wanted to get you on this Friday to talk about a tweet that you put out a few days ago, and I felt like this either really resonated with a lot of Packers fans or just pissed them off. Aaron Rodgers is frustrating. Improvisation and throwing from awkward arm angles and platforms should be a secondary skill set, not a primary skill set. I feel his unwillingness to play within structure and without sound mechanics are both his greatest and worst aspects of his game at the same time. Ben, this is going to sound crazy because they're two very different style quarterbacks, but couldn't you have said the same about Brett Favre?
Yeah, to a degree, but I just felt like Brett Favre showed enough within structure that first and foremost, he can run the system, run the offense, get the ball out on time and make his reads from the pocket. And then, yeah, if he needs to be creative or get outside or there's a protection that breaks down, can he, you know, pull out some magic and have some improvisational skills and be able to throw from some awkward arm angles? Absolutely. But unless you can hammer in the playing from the structure and operating from the pocket and executing the plays as they're designed, when you have good protection and you have time to go through your progressions, that's what offensive coordinators are doing. They're designing plays for you to have outlets, to have opportunities to look down the field and to have, you know, reliable quick throws underneath. There's a progression of playing quarterback, and it would be refreshing to see Rodgers play from the pocket and truly be a distributor, and that's what quarterbacks need to be.
So, Ben Fennell, this goes into a question. I think I talked to Steve and other guys a little bit about this week. Jesse Palmer, who had Sean Payton as the offensive coordinator at some point in time, and he said he was talking about when Drew Brees passed his record up and how was Sean Payton as a coach. He says, well, Sean Payton stressed that you never, ever pass up an open guy. And you always goes into the sequence of reading your guy. And what is make Drew Brees great all these years is that Drew has followed the game plan of Sean Payton. Then we get into the question, if I were to ask you, yes, Aaron Rodgers has more athletic ability, has, I think, more talent. But when you start looking at the overall stature of a man or of a quarterback, who would you take?
You know, that's a really tough question because I will die on the hill saying that Aaron Rodgers is the most talented thrower of a football I have ever seen throw a football.
Yes.
So it's really tough to ever, you know, not take the guy that you're saying is the most talented thrower of this object that the whole position is designed to do, and you're a passer. However, a lot of it is game management, and a lot of it is being able to play from the pocket and play within structure, and that's why Drew Brees has been so effective and so accurate as a passer. That's why Peyton Manning was able to play as long as he did. That's why Eli Manning is still playing. I know he's a little bit premature and checking things down, but they're all their abilities to play from the pocket first and foremost. And I think the one word to label on Aaron Rodgers through his past, you know, 5 or 6 years in Green Bay is he just seems greedy. And as a quarterback, he wants to make big plays. He wants to throw the ball down the field. If that first read down the field isn't there, he's not necessarily going to 2 and 3 and dumping the ball off. If number one's not there, he's going to get outside the pocket and hopefully buy time for receivers to uncover. He wants to make the big plays as opposed to just keeping the offense on schedule, checking the ball down on time, and giving these underneath skill players opportunities in the open field and to make guys miss. I love what Eli does. Does he check the ball down a little prematurely? Yes. But look at all the opportunities he provides for Saquon Barkley by getting the ball out on time through the progressions. He's not the first option, but if you go from 1 to 2 to 3 and get it out, that player has an opportunity to make plays. You're also moving the sticks. You're staying on schedule. You're helping your own completion percentage. There's a way to play quarterback that's different than what Aaron Rodgers is doing right now.
So earlier today in practice, Brian Bulaga was out with a back issue for the Green Bay Packers. So Jason Spriggs had to play. Practice ended with him getting carted off. No word on the extent of his injury. But if Spriggs is done for a while, they're going to go have to be in search of another offensive tackle, backup offensive tackle. And Gary earlier said it appeared to him that there just seems to be a lack of depth across the NFL on the offensive line right now. What would you say?
Yeah, and you kind of saw that in the preseason, and everybody's second and third string offensive lines looked like a disaster across the NFL. It's really tough to find quality depth on the offensive line, and there's a bigger picture philosophy with that that even goes into college football and high school football. Kids aren't excited to play offensive line anymore. If you're big, if you're 6'4", 6'5", and can run, you want to pass catch. You want to be a tight end. If you're 6'4", 6'5", with maybe a bigger butt on you, you want to go get the quarterback. You want to play defense. So there's just a bit of a trend that seems like that the kids aren't flocking to the offensive line from a pedigree, from the youth program through high school and college. It just seems like there's a bit of a lack of depth in general across the country at offensive line. But it's tough to find reserves on the offensive line. It's tough to find reliable backups. And typically, if there is a reliable backup, some other team is coveting him to maybe replace whoever their starter is. So, you know, for every struggling first-round pick, whether it's an Eric Flowers or a second-round pick like Jason Spriggs that has struggled, you know, it's just really tough to find quality depth out there to replace these starters.
Yeah, Ben, first of all, I want to say you're the man.
Yeah, he is.
You're the man. Rami, tell people how they can see and hear. And
you can find him in the film room at The Athletic, Wisconsin, yeah. And you really should if you want to learn about football. Follow him on Twitter at BenFennel_NFL.
You're the man. So my question is, which Packer defense is the real defense? Your eye test, or that you see on film, or that you see that they're like in the tops? The numbers, are they top five, top six going into the Detroit game? You know, or the team they shut out, Buffalo. I mean, the defense. I mean, which is the real defense?
Yeah, you know, it's tough to get a grasp on, and every team is trying to find their identity five, 6 weeks into the season. They've had good games. They've had bad games. There's been few teams that have completely, you know, crapped the bed or have looked great throughout the entire season thus far. But I think the Packers' defense has been fairly consistent. The injuries have been frustrating, and getting guys on the field, off the field, whether it's Kevin King, Jair Alexander, Josh Jones, Mahoma Wilkerson's now down, and Oren Burks was injured to start the year. So just finding some continuity with players' health and getting the same guys out there, especially those young players. It's a complicated scheme. You want those young players out there every week to get up to speed with the system and to feel more comfortable and play faster each week. But I feel like the Packers' defense has been the most consistent aspect of the organization so far when you're looking at the offense, special teams, the skilled players, you know, X, Y, and Z, even the kicker that we've come to know and trust to be a consistent, reliable player. I feel like the defense, you know, you're getting what you're getting each week. It was really disappointing to see them be put in tough positions last week with the short field, the turnovers, the muff punts, X, Y, and Z. So I just want to see a game where, you know, maybe the offense is clicking and can help the defense out and maybe force opposing offenses to go 80 yards to score, or an offense that can put up 20 points in the first half to give the defense a cushion. I think the defense has been playing pretty well and consistent considering everything else.
Last one, let's get going, Ben. What's your thoughts on the overall talent level of the Green Bay Packers?
You know, that's a tough question. I don't think that the team right now is talented enough to compete down the stretch in the playoffs and to contend for a Super Bowl with the team that I see.
I'm sorry,
right
back it up again. Now you said what now?
I don't think the 2018 Packers roster is talented enough to compete with some of the elite teams across the league, and that's a combination of the players and the coaching staff putting those players in positions to be successful. I'm just not seeing enough over the past couple years on the offensive side of the ball. I think the defensive side is making that turn around the corner. I like what they did at defensive coordinator. I like that we went and got cover corners out there. But I think we're still evolving and kind of turning this roster over now that we have the new GM at the helm. I think we still need some edge rushers. I think we need to upgrade the linebackers position. And moving forward, the safety position, and this is going to be a huge offseason to see what we do with HaHa Clinton Dix moving forward. The offensive line depth is an issue. We have one injury on this offensive line, and we're in big, big trouble. Bulaga, obviously, Spriggs just got hurt. And if you can't rely on some players like Aaron Rodgers and Mason Crosby, the one that you know what you're getting every week, and those are the guys that have to be the consistent performers for you, and if they aren't the consistent ones, I just don't see a team ready to compete this year. But I think they have a lot of nice young parts around, and I think they're moving in the right direction.
Again, that's Ben Fennell.
Why we can't get Ben in here to take either Sparky's place or Gary's place? I don't understand why we let a talent like this just
cost
float
too
out
much.
There, like.
He costs too much.
Well, not yeah. really. If you do this job, then you got to host Bucks postgame show, too. That's part of the deal, man. So.
No, I think he's good right where he's at, in the film room for The Athletic Wisconsin, and on Twitter at Ben Fennell underscore NFL, and every Friday right here on the Wendy's Big Show. Really, one of the best in the biz when it comes to breaking down NFL film for the average fan. And happy to have you, Ben. Thanks again, man.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
And he joins us on the great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval process from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.